First of all, I'd like to thank Rabbi Blezer and Rabbi Singer. Thank you so much. And the North Miami Beach Kollel for opening up your homes. And actually, this is the home of North Miami Beach. And this is a tremendous chus to be speaking here in front of you regarding the laws of Sfira. I never thought that when I'd be 32 years old, I could say that I know both Resh Kollelim since before many years ago. And I never thought I'd be saying those words, but really, Baruch Hashem, North Miami Beach and South Florida is very lucky to have such Torah people. Bechal, Bekoilo, their mamash ibrig again, and they're totally giving over themselves, their families, their wives, their children, everything, just for our Batsas HaTorah, just for everyone to go higher and strive higher to the Baruch Hashem. So my bracha, Bechas Hedyeh, to both of you, as you continue to shtag and go, Elo, Lamala, Lamala, go Hecher and Hecher, bring the people up with you, and the people want to shtag, they want to go. And mitzvah Hashem, we're going to bring South Florida, the state of Florida, the entire America with us to Eretz Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem, very soon. So the topic for this evening is Sfira, making each day count. Well, that sounds like a very catchy tune, but what does that mean, making each day count? So I put a list together of five questions and a handout for you to keep, if you would like. And you could go, if you want to mark it up, you want to underline or whatever, do whatever you would like with it. It's totally yours to keep. However, just do keep in mind that the Shem Havaya is on page number 2 and 3. So keep that in mind. If you need to discard it, make sure you discard it properly in Shemus. Question number one. What does one do when they have to cross the international dateline? We know that if somebody were to take a flight from LA to Sydney, Australia, and they were to go to the land down under, and when they were going down there, they left on Monday, and they would be arriving on Wednesday. They totally missed a day. They're up in there for over 24 hours, and the cycle is that they miss an entire day. So the halacha is that you miss the day. Well, that's fine if you're traveling on a regular day. And there are also halachic shalas about Shabbos, what one does. You can speak to your local Resh Kollelim about what our local Orthodox rabbi, what one should do. However, when it comes to Sfira, what are the ramifications of somebody going from Los Angeles all the way to flying to, the other way. They're going from Los Angeles all the way to Sydney. They're missing a day. So what does one do? So there is a sefer from a very prominent Talmud Chacham. He was actually the one who gave me a bechinah before I got into Lakewood. I can tell you some Talmud Chacham because I knew absolutely nothing by the time I walked out of the Faher when I got into Lakewood, and he really knew his stuff. And this yid, his name is Rabbi Stroll Taplin. Rabbi Taplin put out a sefer about this thick called Ta'arich Yisrael. And the entire sefer is based on international dateline in halacha and all the ramifications. You think of any halacha that has anything to do with the international dateline, this is the sefer, a very comprehensive, excellent work. His son-in-law, Rabbi Trapper, he understood that many people do not have time to go through a sefer that's in Hebrew and has very complex shilas and back and forth, and it's very geschmack, but not a lot of people have the time to go through that, so they need to make a condensed version. So they made a very condensed version in English with a very catchy title, The International Dateline in Halacha. In case you were to wonder what that would be, that is the name of the sefer. And in the sefer he discusses what one does, and he discusses very to the side what the halacha would be for Sfira Sa'imer. So I'm going to discuss that with you. And we're going to go into the other halachas as well. The halacha is like this. You go from LA, go to Sydney. You lose a day. In Sfira, you lose a day as well. So you're going to say, well, what's the big deal? Well, we're going to see in a second, there's a massive machloikis. There's a tremendous argument between the Bahag and the Re in Tisus. We're going, well, when you're up in the air for 24 hours, that's already a day. By the time you land, it's already, Sydney, I think, is 16 hours ahead of us. So, you do the math, they're already ahead. Okay? So, when the Bahag, and it's very easy to remember this, by the way. I'm going to give you a simon. I just thought of this on my way here to give the share. The Bahag stands for the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Great Halachas. So the Bahag Shita is, when you look at the mitzvah of Sfira, all 49 days, you look at it gedolos, as one great mitzvah. However, the Re, in Tisvis, just like the letter Yud, from the Re is the smallest letter, and that means every little bit counts. The Re holds, no, every day of Svira is actually a mitzvah bifnei atzmai. So the Bahagian holds macro, the Ri holds micro. Okay? So, having said that, we now run into, when we learn Shulchan Aruch and we learn the Mishnah Berurah, we now exactly know what they're talking about when they say, Im shachach lispor b'layla u'bayom, if a person forgot to make a bracha and count Svira at night and during the day, and then he realized the next evening or the next morning, so like this, according to the Bahag, where we say macro, you can't say that you are fulfilling the entire mitzvah. It's like going over to a car salesman and saying, can I please buy that car? Oh, you could buy that car, but it's just missing a steering wheel. But here you go. What do you mean? That's not really a car. No. What's the big deal? It's a car. It's got wheels in it. No, it's missing something which is a chelek of the car. You can't say it's missing just a little bit of it. That's a chelek of the car. So if you're missing an entire day, says the Bahag, guess what? We're going to see this in Mitzvah Shem. If you miss one day, you forgot to count one evening, one day, you missed it totally. Says the Bahag, you could walk away from the mitzvah sphere. So I'm at Zygazunt, you missed it. See you next year, Charlie. It's not going to happen this year. You missed the mitzvah. Totally missed the mitzvah. It's like if somebody, let's say, slept through Tkiyah Shefer, Rachman Litzlan, and they're like, well, you know, maybe I could do it by Tzem Gedalia or Yom Kippur. No, it doesn't work. You missed it. So says the Bahag, again, Baal Halachas Gedolus, you miss one day, you're out. Don't even bother counting. No bracha, nothing. Just you can walk out right after Maariv, after they say Kaddish. Totally fine. That's the Bahag. You're not even being Mevatal Mitzvah. However, the Ri, the Yud, he says micro. He says every day counts. The Ri says, what are you talking about? And I'll give you an example. He doesn't use an example. Let's say somebody forgot to put on tefillin one day. Chas v'shalom. A person forgot to put on tefillin one day. So does that mean that the next day they're like, well, I forgot to put on tefillin on Thursday, so Friday I'm just going on a streak right now. I'm not going to put on... No. What does one day have to do with the other? One day has no shayfas in the next day. Each day is its own mitzvah. So according to the Ri, just because you forgot one day does not mean that you lose the entire sfira. Rather, each day is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. It's its own mitzvah. So according to the Ri, if one were to miss a day, they could make a bracha. So the problem is, when it comes to Svira Sa'aymer the next day, according to the Bahag says, you walk away, you got no mitzvah. The Ri says, no, you've got a mitzvah, make a bracha. So you're literally being tugged on both sides. The Bahag is saying, don't do it. The Ri is saying, do it. And you're being held on both sides, you don't know what to do. So, Baruch Hashem, we have our Peskim, and the Beis Yosef tells us what we do in such a situation, which is that you go over to somebody who's standing next to you, and this is very important, you must do this, and you have to tell him, before you make a bracha, Reb Yid, I'd like for you to have me in mind. And I will answer Amen. And when I answer Amen, it's as if I made a bracha, because we have the rule that when you answer Amen, it's as if you made the bracha, like we know with Kiddush and all these other things, the person could be mitzi you. So it's as if I made the bracha, but I didn't actually make the bracha. So according to the Bahag, did you say Hashem's name in vain? No, you didn't. According to the Ri, did I make a bracha? Oh, yes, I did. So you're in safe territory now. Everyone is happy. It's the Shalom Bayis attitude of making everyone happy that you're saying Amen, and you didn't make a bracha, and you're standing on solid ground. You fulfill every single day by doing that. So, if a person were to go and fly from Los Angeles to Sydney, they miss a day. According to the Bahag, you have no mitzvah whatsoever. According to the Ri, you still have a mitzvah. What do? You walk over to somebody next to you and you tell them, Reb Yid, could you please make a bracha for me? I will answer Amen. And then when I answer Amen, it's as if I made the bracha, and you can do that every single day until the end of Svira. So that answers question number one, which is what does one do when they cross the international dateline?
In other words, it's possible that it's called missing day.
Yes. We're going to see that in a second. Now, if you don't mind, we're going to just turn to page number one. I know people like to have handouts, but if you don't have that, hopefully this is big enough for all of you. If you're taking a test on eye vision, then this is a good barometer of knowing how good your vision is. It says in the Torah in Parshas Vayikra, next week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Usvartem lachem Mimochras HaShabbos, and you shall count on the day after Shabbos, Rashi says, doesn't mean mamash after Shabbos, like the Tzedukim said, rather it means you will count after Shabbos, which is Yontif. Mimochras HaShabbos, miyom habi'achem es omer atnufa, from the day after you will bring the omer and you will wave it, Sheva Shabbos es timimai siyeno. for 7 weeks, complete weeks, you shall count, it shall be for you. Now, the problem with that is, I don't know about you, but if you do the math, and you see, it says that you shall count for 7 weeks. And then it says, in the pasuk right after that, until the next day, after the seven countings, Tisperu, you shall count 50 yom. You shall count 50 days. 49 does not equal 50. If you were to tell somebody, you know, we have a debt of $50 million, and somebody comes to you, we raised 49, we covered the budget. You'll tell them that's nice imaginative math, but that doesn't really cut the budget because you're still short by a million. So what does that mean? It says 49 days, and then you counted 50. It's not. 49 is not 50. How did we get that number? So, in order for us to understand this, if you don't mind, just turn to the next page. The Gemara actually gives a drasha. And the Gemara Menachas HaSamachei on the base tells us the following. It says, Tana Rabbanan, Usvartem Lachem, you shall count. What does that mean, Lachem, to you? Lachol Echad Ve'echad. Every person should count his own Svira. Okay? And Rashi, if you look on the left-hand side, Rashi says, L'chol echad ve'echad, on the bottom, shekol echad chayiv lispar. Every single person, l'chayra, every single person has to count. If you look on Taisus on the right-hand side, Taisus says, he says, there are three cases in the Torah where the Torah tells us, I want you to count. What are they? Yovel. Also, this mitzvah of Sviras Ha'omer. Number two. And number three is a zava. A woman that has a flow, she has to wait for what's called Zayin Nikim for 7 clean days. And the Torah tells us, V'safra la, she shall count. And says Taisvis, he's bothered by a question, I'm going to tell it to you outside. Taisvis says, what does it mean when it says, V'safarta lacha, when you count for the years of Yovel, count all 49 years, until you get to Yovel? Says Taisvis, it probably means, he's saying maybe, it probably means that Beis Din amongst themselves, when Rosh Hashanah came around, they convened, they were schmoozing, of course, in learning, and as they're in the middle of schmoozing, they go, oh, Rabbi Sai, it's a new year, we have to make a bracha of counting this year. Why? Because when we get to year number 50, it's going to be Yovel, and the Torah tells us, V'safarta lacha, you shall count. So that's what Taisa says. So he says, of course, maybe they counted and they made a bracha. So, and what Taisa says, and what about Svira? Says Taisa, yeah, Svira, you also make a bracha. Yeah, no problem. He says, but what about a Zava? A woman who has a flow and she has to wait. Says Taisa, no, she does not make a bracha. Asks Taisa, why? Taisa says, because Kaven Shesaiseres Esreyeha. Because maybe, since it's based on her physical body, and sometimes the body changes, she may be counting every single day, and if she gets to day number 7, and she sees a flow which would render her a nida, which she would be usher, all of her countings, retroactively, were a bracha levatala. So, hold that thought for a second. That means Taisus is telling you that if there's a possibility, even a slight one, that somebody may not make a bracha properly, even retroactively, don't make the bracha. Okay, you following that? So if you think that's possible, you're leading up to something, and that thing's not going to happen, you know what, don't make a bracha. The question with that is the following. There are a number of cases throughout Shas that we find that even though there's a possibility that it may not happen, we still tell you to do it anyways. One example. We all know by a Tainis Tzibur. When it comes time for a Tainis Tzibur, the Chazan, he makes a special bracha in the Shemona Esrei. Why? How do you know that after he puts the talis down, goes into his car, he finds a crumpled up Reisman cake underneath the seat that his kid put there from yesterday's lunch, and he sees himself, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry. Baruch HaShem, wait a minute, oh my gosh, I just ate. I can't believe I just did that. And he was the Shliach Tzibur, and he just said, Hashem, answer us on our day of our tainis. We're all fasting. Why aren't we worried that a chazan will go and eat something, and it comes out that his bracha is levatala. It came out that lemafreya, retroactively, his bracha that he said when he was up here meant nothing. He's not fasting anymore. So the Mefarshim explained that they say maybe it's talking about The Klalius is talking about the Klal. Rabbi Avadi Yosef talks about this in Yabia Omer, in Yerodea, Simon Chof Aleph. He talks about this where he says that it's talking about everyone, all of the entire Jewish people are right now fasting. And he's not talking about his own personal fast. Rather, he's talking about the fast that the Jewish people have adopted. He happens to be the Shliach Tzibur representing them. But the fact that he ate, unfortunately, is a bad thing. Then he says, maybe some people say, every single second that you're fasting is still considered part of fasting, which is why some Peskim say, if a person, let's say, messed up on a Tainis, they could actually continue, they should try to continue the Tainis as much as possible, then the next time there's another day, they should try to make up a little. There's ways to do that. But the point of the matter is that there are some examples that we find that if you might possibly mess up, we say stay away from that. What's another example that we see something very similar to that? We find also the halacha is the Ritva in Chulin tells us, fascinating Ritva in Kufvav Amabes, the Ritva says, if a person, let's say, went to the sink, washed his hands, and the bracha on the tilas yadayim, and he walked over and goes, oh my gosh, I'm on a low-carb diet. I'm not supposed to eat any bread. Forget it, I'm not eating the bread. And he walks over to his friend and goes, okay, let's start learning Gemara right now. So he just was mevatel his bracha on the tilas yadayim. So the question everyone asks is, how are you allowed to wash your hands? Maybe you'll remember you're on a low-carb diet, and you'll remember that you shouldn't be eating, and you're going to switch your mind. Says the Ritva, we're not chayshish. We don't think that people are going to do that in the middle. Mistama, he says, Rav, majority of the time, when somebody's washing their hands, they probably have in mind that they're going to be making hametz lechem in Aretz. Therefore, based on a majority, we say that you could make a bracha. Do you understand what's going on over here? We're saying that you can make a bracha even though there might be a possibility. But yet, when it comes to these possibilities, we say that it is totally fine. Now, if you turn to the next page, where the Gemara says, Menachas Samach Vav Amud Aleph, turn to the next page. This is where the Bahag says that Shita that I told you about, that again, the Bahag, Halachas Gedolos, macro, re, little, says that it's micro. Where is this Bahag? So if you look at Taisis and Menachas, Da'as Samach Vav Amud Aleph, excuse me, we don't have time to go into the entire Taisis, but on the bottom, the last three lines, it's also paskind in halachas gedolos. Shem hifzik yom echad v'lo siper. If you forgot, if you skipped over a day and you did not count, shuv einoy sefer. You should not count anymore. Mishum debayit tmimas, because you need full, complete days. You need to have all 49 days locked up. You don't. You missed it. The entire mitzvah is gone. It's like totally missing. Forget it. And says Tosfos, is a parting shot to the Bahag. Says Tosfos, v'teima gedolahu. This is a great wonderment. V'lo yitachin. Not possible. It's like, you know, I love it. When you go to Eretz Yisrael and you tell them something they don't like, immediately, just, like that. So Tosfos was doing that right there by going, lo yitachin. No, it's not. Now, in another spot, he actually goes to great detail. If you turn the next page, Tosfos in Ksubis, if you don't mind turning to the next page, Tosfos says, why is it, where it says, V'safra lo la'atzma, Tosfos says, what's the difference between, again, Azava and Sfira? Tosfos says, again, because Azava, we're scared that maybe she's going to see. And if you look at Tosfos in Megillah, the next one, he brings down the Bahag also, and he says, the reason why is because the re holds, this is where the re, this is the re shita, is that every single day, again, micro, every single day of sphere is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, not like the Bahag, that it's macro, that we say it is a big mitzvah. The Rush also, if you turn to the next page, I pointed it out, again, you can look at this on your own, we do not have time to go into all that. The Rush also brings down that he says in Psachim, he brings down the same thing as well, and he says from the Bahag and the Ri, he brings down this question. And then the Ritvaz, who was in the 1800s, he wanted to say a very novel interpretation as to why there's a difference between a woman that she does not count and that between that of Sfiras Ha'omer. And he says the following. He says, the reason why there's a difference, he says, although the Rishonim talk about that, and they say there might be a problem that later a person might retroactively forget, and it comes out that all the brachas that they made leading up to that are considered a bracha levatala. He says, however, with a woman, it's different than a man. Why? Very interesting. He says, when we say Sfiras Ha'omer, it's not like you have a choice. You can't, the Torah told us, the second day of Pesach, you got to start counting Sfira. You can't be like, well, I'm not in the mood, it's the second day, I'm not really in the mood. It doesn't work like that. You got to start. Too bad. It's hechreches. You're forced to. However, for a zava, let's say she's not interested, for whatever reason, she's not interested in being with her husband. She doesn't want to go to the mikvah. And she did not hear any Shalom Bayis classes here in the Kollel about what one should do, and that's a big no-no. But she decides she doesn't want to go. Says the Ritvaz, that's not hechrechias. She doesn't have to. Says, let's say she's single. She's not married, but she's a zelva too. She can't. Says the Ritvaz, no. The only reason why she has to go to the mikvah would be to be tahar, to go to the Beis HaMikdash. She does not have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. She doesn't have to do anything. She could choose when she wants to count, how she wants to count, if she wants to count. So says the Ritvaz, the reason why by Sfiras HaOmer you count is because it's a mitzvah that Chazal instituted upon us. However, for a zava, it's not a mitzvah that Chazal instituted. If she wants, she could. That's the Ritvaz's interpretation, why a woman does not count when she's counting the Shiva Nikiyim, the seven clean days. The Nei Dibi Yehuda, when he asked this question, somebody wanted to ask it with a better twist. And he said the following. He said, the Shla, the Shnei Luches HaBris, Rav Don Segel, the Mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael, who spoke here in the Beis Medrash, on this podium, he is a direct, the Rav Don Segel told me this, that he is a direct descendant of the Shla. And the Shla was a very holy man. He used to write many very deep concepts about different things. The Shla said that it would be a very, very good thing, a meritorious thing, that a person should make sure to count, a woman should count, the Shiva Nikiyim, the 7 days of clean days. So the person who was asking this question to the Nei Dibi Yehuda said, Rebbe, Rabbi Landau, the Rav of Prague, Czechoslovakia, let me ask you, according to the Shla, should we count with mitzvahs or not? And the person obviously had a lot of, obviously the way he writes a beautiful expression of this person, he loves mitzvahs, he can't be sated by mitzvahs, can't be satiated by mitzvahs, so therefore he wants to hop around and grab another mitzvah, so he wants to count another mitzvah. But says the Nei Dibi Yehuda, listen, he says, first of all, none of the Mayne HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Bahag, none of them say that this is a mitzvah you have to do. The Shlo said it would be a nice thing. So since none of the greatest codifiers of all 613 ever said this is a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about that. That's first of all. And he says, second of all, is it says, Svartim Lochem, and the Gemara tells us Lochem means the whole Echad ve'Echad, every person has this mitzvah. However, by an Isha it says, V'safra lo, she shall count, sort of hinting to what the Ritvaz said, that it's a personal mitzvah. If she chooses to, she doesn't have to. Again, that's this idea of what is the purpose of the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah that you have to do? Is it a mitzvah on the tzibur or not? If you have a chance, just turn to the page of the Chidah. The Chidah says an unbelievable line, and this is a very important thing. Everything's important, but this is an amazing thing since you're here in Shul. In Reish Yod Zayin, the Chidah in Avodas HaKodesh, he says the following. Yizdares, you should move yourself. V'yase simonim, make signs. Shalo yishkach la'alecha, don't forget any night of the counting of the Sfiras HaOmer. A few days ago, I had the schus to go back to my alma mater, to Tel Yeshiva Cleveland, and I used to be ben bias by Rav Gifter Zatzal and Yvon Luchayim Tovim, the Rebbetzin. She's in her 90s now, totally with it. And I remember 20 years ago, when I used to go there, the Rebbetzin used to always have on her dining room table and in the kitchen, she would always have, when it was time for Sfira, she used to have in big letters, Sfiras HaOmer. Mamash, this chidah, that you should make simonim, or people put alarms, or they have from myzmanim.com, that you could actually get they text you, did you forget to say Sfira? Well, today's Sfira is whatever. Or maybe they say yesterday's Sfira, because, you know. But anyways, the point is that the text comes to you and it reminds you all these different things. So Rebbe Zin Gifter, I was just there a few days ago, and Rebbe Zin Gifter, again, had that Sfira HaOmer sign. Clearly, this is where she got that from, that you make simonim for yourself. And the Chidah says, Yase simonim, make these signs, Shlo yishkach la'ala echad. You should not forget one night. Kishe'ena mayna b'tzibur, if you do not count with the congregation, the efshe d'yishkach. Why? Because as we all know, if you don't daven with the tzibur, if you don't daven with everyone else, you may forget to say sfira. And d'yishkach gam b'yom, you'll also forget during the day. V'lo yuchal lisper b'bracha. And it comes that you cannot make a bracha anymore. Ulemafreya haya kol ha'brachas milaylas sha'avru. And it comes out all the brachas that you made on the previous evenings, levatala, they went for naught. They are totally they're totally gone. Ubitol mitzvah saseh, and you now took a mitzvah saseh, a positive Torah commandment, and you threw it away. On the bottom, they're bothered by, what mitzvah saseh do you do? There's a huge debate, which we're not, it's beyond the what we're going to be discussing this evening, but there's a huge debate of Sfiras HaOmer nowadays. Is that a Torah commandment, or is that only rabbinic? Is that based on only because it's in the Beis HaMikdash or not? That is a huge discussion as not as whether it is the D'oraisa or D'rabbanon. But on the bottom, I underline this, and it's an unbelievable thing. The Shari HaKadosh wants to explain. He says the following. You know what mitzvah saseh you're being mevatel? You know what positive commandment you're being mevatel? He says on the second page, he says, the mitzvah D'rabbanon of davening with a minyan. When you don't daven with a minyan, it's going to lead to you forgetting to daven Sfira, and it's going to lead to a bunch of other things. So a person should be mizdaris himself. He should wake himself up to try as much as possible to go daven with a minyan, because if a person does not, they may come to forget to count Sfira. Which leads us to a fascinating mechaber and a mishabruah, and then we'll reiterate the five questions that we had and close off with Divrei Agada. If you turn to the second to last page, in Hilchos Pesach, Simin Tav Pei Tes. Over there, this is a very common question. People get asked this all the time. I don't know about you, but I'm sure many of you, this has happened to you before, that you're counting and you're sitting there by the brachas, and you're like, oh my gosh, did I count last night? I don't remember. I thought I'm such a good Shemana Esrei from last night's Drosha. I don't know if I said Sfir or not. But it's already the next day. What do I do? Says the Mechaber. Im shachach levarach bechad meyomim. Let's say you forgot to count one of the days. Bein yom rishon, bein shar yomim, whether it's day number one or the rest of the days. Sefer b'shar yomim b'loy bracha. Count every single day without a bracha, satisfying the Bahag's opinion that you may have a problem of a bracha levatala. Aval, however, im hu misupik. If you are doubtful, im dileg yom echad, if you skipped out one day v'loy sefer and you did not count that day, Yisbar b'shar yamin b'bracha. You can make every single night with a bracha. That means if this evening you forgot, if last night you forgot, we say you can make a bracha absolutely. Why? We know there's a rule, safek brachas lahakel, that if you are in doubt whether or not you should make another bracha again, you don't go, did I make the bracha on the juice? Okay, shakolni abedvare, just in case. No. Tosis tells us that when Hashem said the words, thou shalt not, excuse me, Hashem didn't say that, Moshe did. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, thou shalt not use my name in vain, the entire world shook. A friend of mine told me that one time he was driving on the 95, I don't know if it was in New York or it was in New England, and it was in an area where it was significant traffic. And during that time, he looked up and he got to a billboard. He had to tell me this, it was an amazing thing. He said, I got to tell you this billboard. The billboard said, if thou shalt use my name one more time in vain with a curse word, I shall maketh traffic another hour longer. God. So you cannot use Hashem's name in vain. When you use Hashem's name in vain, the entire world shook. So you can't be like, well, I'll make a bracha again just to cover it. Doesn't work like that. You can't make a bracha for no reason. So why over here can you make another bracha again? You're not sure. I don't know. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, he comes and saves the day in Simin Lam in Sivkon Lam and Ches on the second page. Yisbar b'shar yomim b'bracha. You count every single day with a bracha. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. De'ika svek sveka. You have two doubts. Now, I don't know if I can say this in Spanish, but I'll say it anyways. There is a famous, very famous lawyer by the last name Mr. Dershowitz. He told me this. I was only having a conversation with him. He told me this, that when he was younger, he learned from school, and he said that it was always fascinated him why it was that when we come to the Gemara, it brings every obscure opinion. So much so that the Gemara will go on for pages and pages and pages and say, oh, by the way, that one obscure opinion, we don't even go like that. And you're like, why was I going on this wild goose chase to begin with? What was the point of that? Okay, Torah Lagel, Torah Le'adir, but for what? What's the purpose? So, some Baruch Hashem, he had a good Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him the following. The Rebbe told him, the reason why we say every obscure opinion, not like law reviews that they just tell you the final result, is because besides for showing you how to learn and how to analyze, it also shows you that there is an opinion out there, Although not everyone holds like that, but there is an opinion out there that some people hold, and if you take that opinion with another opinion and another opinion, if you bunch them together, you can sort of Frankenstein a heter or an isser or something, put it together to allow a person to do that. Rav Ruderman was very fond of saying that when he was a very big bucky, he was somebody that was very proficient in knowing many responsa svarim. And in the responsa svarim, he knew so many of them, he told somebody that I know so much of these responsa svarim, I don't know what it was in the context of, but the point is, I know so much of the responsa svarim that I could live like an absolute goy lechatchilo. I could live like an absolute non-Jew and Hashem will love me. Because you take this one and that one, this one, that one, they're like, oh my gosh, this is great, you know? And no problems, right? So you can take all that and you can Frankenstein it together. Why? It's all these different opinions. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us the same thing also over here. You have a svek sveko. What's the double dat? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Shema leidila klal. Maybe yesterday, last night. Who says you forgot it? Well, you don't know you forgot it. You don't know. You're doubtful. V'em tim salai meshadilik. Maybe you really forgot it. You're not going senile yet. You really did forget. You know. You knew that you got a bad feeling in your heart. However, shema halacha ka'isen apayskin. Maybe the halacha is like those people that paskin. D'chol yom hu mitzvah v'nei atzma. Every day, the re, at micro, every day is a new day. So what you did yesterday, 3 weeks before, has no relevance to today. So according to that one opinion, you need to make a bracha. That's suffix number one. V'hu adin b'chol davar shedina l'asav l'isver b'li bracha machma suffix. Same thing also. If you don't know if you have to go back, say it again. Amloi chosav v'siper. If you didn't go back and count again. Yisver shar lais b'bracha. V'lachain, and therefore, im ta b'yam v'loi ta b'shuas. Also, let's say a person messed up on the days, but he said the week's right. I ta b'shuas v'loi ta b'yam. Or he said the week's right, but the day's wrong. D'dina l'asav l'isver b'li bracha. He goes back and says v'al bracha. V'chanal v'sipkon design. Amloi chosav v'siper. Afiloch imani sharam v'bracha v'ayim v'ber alocha. And he brings him to ber alocha. What's the suffix sveka? First of all, who says you forgot? And even if you did forget, maybe the halacha is like the re, so you're good. Even though they have no connection one to do the other, but like I told you, we Frankenstein them. We take that, you have to be the Chofetz Chaim to do that, and add the two, even though they're seemingly irrelevant one to the other, but you're able to tie the two. Svek sveka, make a bracha. You're making a bracha lechatchilo. So, going back to the first page, the five questions that we had. Okay, the Fab Five were, what does one do when they cross the international dateline during Sfira? So, if you go from Los Angeles to Sydney, you missed a day, too bad, you got to sit next to the guy next to you, and you have to hear every single day he makes a bracha for you. You answer amen, because according to the Bahag, you better not make a bracha, because that's a bracha of Atala. According to the Ri, you absolutely have to make a bracha. You're being tugged, the tug of war, so when you hear the bracha from somebody else, you answer amen. It works. It's as if you made the bracha, so you satisfy the Ri's opinion, and you are safe from the Baha, because you didn't actually make the bracha. It's not a bracha levatala. What is the machlokes about the actual counting of Sfira? Again, Bahag, halachas, gedolos, macro, the Ri, the little yod, micro, is it one big mitzvah, is it one small mitzvah, bifnei atzma, or not? Number three, where do we find that there are some cases that one does not need to count when the Torah seems to command that one must count? We said two other examples Tosfos brings down. Example number one, we said where they counted for the yovel, and also we said for a woman, for her Sfira Azova, and we said Yovel, Tosfos says maybe, and another place it says they actually did make a bracha, and every single year. However, for Azova, again, we said that maybe she'll see a dam, and then that will render her unfit, and all the brachas will have Atala. The Ritvaz says it's not Hechrechis, she doesn't have to if she doesn't want to, and the Nadi Behuda said that the reason why is because we don't find anyone else talking about it, and he said again, it's a personal mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, like the Gemara said. Number four is, does one even bother counting Sfira? This way we didn't mention, but we have 4 minutes to talk about this. Does one even bother counting Sfira with a bracha if you know that you'll absolutely miss the day? You've got that meeting in Sydney. They want you there. They're going to want you to fly from Miami to LA, stop over in LA, and then go on LA and go on that suicide trip from Los Angeles to Sydney and stay on a plane for over 20-something hours. And you're on that plane ride, and you're missing. You know you're going to miss. So is it imperative that you take a... what do you do? Can you push... And you can't push it off. What do you do? So in a case like that, so the question is, do you make a bracha, let's say today? You know, in 2 weeks from now, you're going to be missing Sfira. So according to the Bahag, you know the train is coming right towards you. You know you're going to be missing Sfira. So what do you do in a situation like that? So this question was asked to Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal and Rabbi Chaim Pekha Scheinberg. Rabbi Yashiv said, based on the Ri's opinion that every mitzvah is a mitzvah of Shnei Atzma, you count every single day, don't worry about it. And the Reb Chaim Berachia Scheinberg said is that you just got to worry about the present. Okay, what happens later, later, whatever, you know, if it happens, it happens. But you never know. Sometimes the trip might get canceled, as we all know. A lot of times, sometimes the meeting gets postponed or something comes up. Different things happen. And also, it's very relevant if a person, let's say, Chas V'Shalom, needs to get a surgery or something, that also they should try to postpone it after Sfira, unless of course it's life-saving, of course you can't push that off, but they should try to postpone it afterwards because the anesthesia may knock a person out and they may not be unable to count Sfira properly.
According to Tezis, from a Chayim base, so it's not sure there that Tezis says the reason Zav doesn't count Kufa is because she may forget a day and she may be safe till later.
Okay.
And not make a bracha.
Okay.
That would seem to, which does, that's why you don't make a bracha b'chol, so it would sound like if you talk a no,
right, so then the question is that do you are we cautious or paranoid? There's always that fine line. Where is that fine line between, you know, because they also talk about maybe you might drop dead. Why are we allowed to make tonight? How are you allowed to make a bracha now? Maybe we might drop dead, right? Right, doomsday, chas v'shalom, right? Who knows, right? The answer is shami yomos v'nachash for taisis over there and gittin. But anyways, the point is that there's a fine line between being cautious and paranoid, okay? They don't say that, but it's me saying it. Okay, number five. Why does the Torah write 50 days? If there are cases where the Torah is specific, there is a rush. I highlighted that rush, the first part of the rush. He says why? He says the Torah likes to round off to whole numbers. However, I heard this, and we'll conclude, we have 60 seconds. I heard this from Rav Isaac Osman, one of the Shivas of Tel Zatzal, that he said the following. He said the Torah is trying to tell you a very powerful lesson. Why does it say Chamishim Yom? He says because there's going to come a time. There's going to be a Yid in Australia that's going to need to fly from Australia to America. And that's the exact opposite. He flew out on Wednesday, he lands on Wednesday. So when he counted, he's doing a double counting. And he picks up where they left off, where they were leaving, or where we left off in America. So said Rav Isaac Osman, what you see from here is, this person, there's a whole discussion if they have to count twice or not. But according to the authorities that you count twice, it comes out, this Yid, this one Yid, who traveled from Sydney to America, he's counting for 50 days. So the Torah wrote, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you one Yid, you count. Every single Yid counts. You count. I'm willing to write an entire pasuk in the Torah, L'netach Netzachim, for that one Yid who's going to travel from there to there, and he's going to count for 50 days. That's the importance of every single Yid. So my bracha to all of us is that we should go L'mal, L'mala, whether you look at it as macro or micro, we utilize the Sfira to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and b'zeicha to the lekach tov nasati lechem, that the most unbelievable, awesome gift that we have, which is knowing our purpose here in life, and that's through the Torah HaKadosha, and thank you so much for allowing me to come. Have a good evening. Yeah.